And I also see, I'm guessing here, Ron Hanks. I see Ron Hanks pulling out the lion's share of whatever vote can be had at the assembly, largely because they speak to the, I guess, to the folks that are more likely to be there. Am I crack smoke crazy on that, Dick?
No, I anticipate the same thing, George. Pam is not going to go through the assembly. She's submitted petitions. There, the Senate race, other than Joe O'Day, all of the Senate candidates are going through the assembly. So that could be a wild afternoon in the Senate race. But I do agree with you that Ron Hanks probably starts with an advantage among delegates because he is the one candidate in the race that really does represent that view of a stolen election. The others are not, and so we'll see how all plays out.
Look, I disagree strongly with the stolen election thing, but I respect his willingness to at least come out and say it. So many of the other candidates for offices, and you've seen this, want to dance around and finesse the issue. Like, well, I don't want to sound like I'm so extremist, but I can't really alienate. At least Ron Hanks comes out and says, it was stolen. I truly, blah, blah. I mean, at least he gives us that to make a decision from. And Billy just asked if that's a good thing. I do think it's a good thing. I want to know where candidates stand more than I want them to give an answer that doesn't offend. Because what offends me is not answering the question.